Mark continues the Brisa. The Brisa says, look how many Nisim occurred to the Yidden on that day that they entered Eretz Yisrael. They crossed over the Yarden with all the miracles previously discussed. They traveled to Har Gerizim and Har Evel, which was more than 60 mil away, which could not have been traveling that amount of time without a miracle. No creature could stand up against them because of the fear that they had for the Yidden. Any creature that did stand up against them immediately became incontinent. We see in Psukim that a fear was placed on all to prevent them from standing up against the Yidden. The Pasuk in the Shira says, Ad Yavram Cho Hashem. This refers to the first conquering of Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yavram Zukanisa refers to the second conquering of Eretz Yisrael. From here we see that the Yidden were supposed to have the same level of Nisan at the second when they came the second time, like they did the first time, but they have various causes not to happen. The Brisa continues. The Yidden then brought the stones from the yard and they built a mizbech by Har Evel and covered it with plaster. They then wrote on them the Torah in 70 languages and brought carbon oilis and shlomim. They ate, drank, and rejoiced, and then did the brachas and the klolos. They then took apart the mizbech and erected the stones in Gilgal, where they spent the night. A Brisa says that tzira, which is a poisonous insect, did not cross the Yarden with the Yidden. A pasuk says that the tzira was sent to drive out the goyim. Rish Lakish said that tzira stood on the eastern side of the Yarden and threw their poison across the Yarden at the goyim, making the goyim blind and sterile. Rapapa said there were two tziras. One was around the times of Moshe, and that one taka did not cross the Yarden. There was another in the times of Yeshua, that one did cross the Yarden with them. The Mishnah had said shisha shvatim olu roish har grizim. When referring to the other six shvatim that went up on the Har Evel, the pasuk says v'hachetzyoi, and the half, as if referring to the known half. What's meant by that? Rav Kahana says, teaches that the way they were divided between the mountains was the same way that the shvatim were divided when they were written on the stones of the Ephod. In fact, my Brisa brings machlokes as to the order in which the names were written on the stones of the Ephod. According to all views, in the Brisa, the division was not the same as the shvatim were divided on Har Gerizim and Har Evel. And the Chanami talking about Tiyufta Derf Kahana. If so, we return to our original question, what's meant by the word V'hachetzyoi? And for the Gemara, the word teaches us that the number of people on Har Gerizim outnumbered the number of people on Har Evel. This is true even though the Levium, who were counted among the Shvatim being Har Gerizim, actually stood in the valley in between. The reason that there were more people on Har Gerizim was because Shevet Yosef was in Har Gerizim, and they were a very populous Shevet. We find that they were so, as we're taught in that Shevet Yosef told Yeshua they need a larger portion in Eretz Yisrael because they were so popular. Yeshua responded to them that if they're so populous, they should go and hide in the forest, meaning they should take care, make sure not to get an Ayin Hara. Shevet Yosef responded, Ayin Hara has no effect on Yosef or his descendants, because like the Pasuk says, Yosef Alei Oyin, which Rabbi Vavu explains, should be referred to as Oilei Oyin. They rise above the eye of the Ayin Hara. Yosef, the son of Chanina, said, we learn this concept from the fact that the Pasuk compares Yosef to fish, Ve'yidgu L'roiv. It teaches that just as fish are not subject to Ayin Hara because they're always covered by the water, so too the descendants of Yosef are not subject to Ayin Hara. In fact, the Brisa that discussed the names of the Shvatim on the stones of the Ephod said that there were 25 letters on each side. However, there's only a total of 49 letters in the combined names of the Shvatim. Rabbi Yitzchak said the name of Yosef was written with a hay, as the Pasuk says, Edus bi Hoysef. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak asked, the Pasuk says that the names were written Ketoldoisum, as they were given at birth, which means that Yosef was not written with a hay. Mar says the name of Binyamin was written with two yuds, which is the way it was given at birth, and that and you get a total of 50. Rabbi Chanan bar Bizna, the name of Shem Chasida, said Yosef was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in private, and therefore had one letter of Hashem's name added to his name. Yehuda was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim publicly, and therefore had the entire name of Hashem become part of his name. Yehuda has the letters of Hashem's name just with an extra dalet. The story with Yosef is how he overcame his Yetzirah, which he had the Yetzirah to be with the wife of Potiphar. The Pesukim are darshaned to teach that on the day of a national holiday, when all the people of the household went to their house of worship, the wife of Potiphar feigned illness and stayed home, because she knew that Yosef would be the only one home and thought it would be a great opportunity to be mizana with him. The Pasuk is then darshaned to teach that Yosef also planned to go and be mizana with her on that day. As he was going to be mizana, in the window there appeared the image of his father, who said to him, Yosef, in the future the names of all your brothers will be inscribed into the stones of the Ephod. Do you want to be included along with them, or do you want to be known as the friend of the Zionists? Immediately Yosef was able to control his Yetzirah. He dug his fingers into the ground, and miraculously the Zera came out from under his fingernails. A Brisa says that Yosef was actually worthy of having 12 Shvatim born to him, just like his father Yaakov had. However, when the Zera came from his 10 fingers, he lost 10 Shvatim and remained with only his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Even so, his brother Binyamin had the other 10 and named all those 10 with names that alluded to Yosef and the tzaris that he had to deal with. The Brisa details each of the names of the 10 sons and how they were each a reference to Yosef and his troubles. Rechia Barabba, the name of Yechanan, said, when Pari appointed Yosef as second to the king in the Mitzrayim, his astrologer said to him that a servant may not become a king in Egypt, so Yosef can't be appointed to this position. Pari told him, I see he has qualities of royalty, and he therefore must have been unrightfully sold in Saka, not a true slave. They said, still, in order to ascend to this position, he must be fluent in all 70 languages. Pari agreed to test Yosef. In the interim, Malach Gavriel came and taught all 70 languages to Yosef, but Yosef couldn't grasp them. Gavriel added the letter Hey from the name of Hashem to the name of Yosef, made it Yehosef, and then all of a sudden he was able to grasp all the languages. When Pari Pare began to test him in all 70 languages and saw that Yosef knew them all, Yosef began to speak to Pare in Lashon HaKodesh, a 71st language. Pare didn't understand that language, and although Yosef tried to teach it to him, he couldn't grasp it. Pare asked Yosef to swear he would not tell anybody that there was a language out there that he didn't know, and Yosef swore to that. We see this later also, because after Yaakov died, when Yosef asked Pare for permission to go and bury Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael, he says, as I swore to him, he said to Pare, you have to let me go because I swore, because Pare didn't want to let him go. And he told Yosef, just be Matan Eder, and therefore don't go. Yosef told him, if I'm Matan Eder, maybe I should also be Matan Eder on the promise that I made not to tell anyone that you don't know a 71st language. With that threat in mind, Pare reluctantly allowed Yosef to go, and he told him, go, Kashu Yishbiachel, as you swore, because only because of the shua that Yosef made that he allowed him to then go.